Chapter 1. That's life. No jobs in the cupboard. Billy, a young man from London, had no job. He lived with his mother, Mrs. Harris. One day he asked her, "How can I get a job?" "Look in the newspaper," she answered. So he bought a paper and looked for jobs. There were a lot of jobs in London. He read the paper from front to back, but most of them were not right for him. Suddenly, he saw a good job in an office, so he wrote a letter to the boss of the office and sent it. A week later, he got a letter from the boss, Mr. Davidson. He showed the letter to his mother.
"Please come to my office next Monday. I want to meet you and we can talk about the job."
Mrs. Harris was quite excited and Billy was happy, but he was also very nervous. On the Monday morning, Billy got up early and had breakfast. He left the house and went to Mr. Davidson's office. There were 7 people there for one job. Mr. Davidson asked him to come into his office, and the other 6 people waited outside. He asked Billy a lot of questions. He was nervous, and he answered the questions badly. When Mr. Davidson finished, he smiled at Billy and said,
"Thank you, Mr. Harris. Please wait outside."
Billy thought, "I didn't answer all those questions very well." He stood up and walked to the door. But he made a mistake. It wasn't the door out of the office. It was a cupboard. What can I do now? Do I stay in the cupboard and wait, or do I go back into the office? He thought. Perhaps I'll stay here and wait. When they're all gone, I can come out again. Mr. Davidson spoke to the other 6 people, and one by one they went out. At 5 o'clock, Mr. Davidson went home. Billy didn't know the time, so he stayed in the cupboard. He was very tired, and he went to sleep. He slept for a long time. Next morning, the cleaner came in. She opened the door of the cupboard and found Billy.
"What are you doing here?" she asked.
"I came here for a job. Did I get it, do you know?"